Hey, Prime members, you can listen to True Love ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. A quick note that this episode contains some adult language.
Come on down to see the magic of Heartland Studios. We have one of the largest amusement parks in the country and the biggest movies in the world. Heartland Studios.
When I was 11 years old, I stole the answers to a math test. I got caught and got sent to the principal's office. I had to sit there and wait for my mom to come down to the school to beat my ass. But that ain't nothing compared to sitting outside of Leonard Steele's office. He's been the head of Heartland Studios since I was in diapers. According to my agent, everyone in town hates him, but they all take his calls. If you don't answer, you may not work again. So yeah, after what happened on set, I figured we got some splaining to do. If this meeting doesn't go well, I could be blacklisted before we even film the first scene of Flyboy. Eric's clearly feeling the pressure too. He's sitting across from me on a red couch, squeezing a stress ball. How bad is it?
My agent didn't sound too optimistic. The studio doesn't want us, fraternizing in that way.
Kiss. You can say kiss, Eric.
Right. She said the best course of action is to take the heat and then kiss some ass.
So now you can say kiss. This is all my fault. I was the one who cornered him in my trailer and kissed him but forgot to turn off the mic. Eric, listen.
He'll see you now.
I just about jump out of my chair. It's like the voice of God booming from the skies. If God were on a mission and wore heels.
So, are these the two liabilities?
And that's how our meeting begins.
Sit.
Steele is sitting in one of those leather club chairs behind an oversized desk. Everything about him says, I'm a powerful white dude who owns your fate. From his hair plants to his embroidered Manolo loafers. I drop into the hardback chair next to Eric and try to muster up my most shit-eating smile.
It's a great honor to meet you, Mr.
Give me one reason why I shouldn't replace you both right now.
Wow. Okay. Abrupt. I look at Eric, but he's staring at the floor. I guess I'll have to take the lead.
I will not tolerate my stars screwing on the company's time.
Screwing? That's not...
I'm sorry, sir. This whole thing is a big misunderstanding. Abby and I were just doing some improv. We were just preparing for our big romantic scene.
Oh, look. Eric's finally coming out of his coma. I don't think Steele's gonna buy it, but we're already committed, so I gotta sell it.
Yeah, just a bit of improv. Eric's not even my type.
I mean, I'm kind of everyone's type.
Listen carefully, because I'm only going to say this once. I have millions of dollars behind this film. Investors from all over the world, and they hate anything that will affect the profitability of this film. Like a sex scandal. If I find out you two so much as touch one another outside of the camera frame, you'll find yourself out of a job.
Totally understood, yes, sir. I mean, honestly, the kiss wasn't even that good. Like, first off, I would recommend breath mints. And even then, you gotta pick a flavor that makes sense.
I babble when I get nervous. But I should know by now it only makes things worse.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, I don't even know how the guy got an award for MTV's Best Kiss twice.
Great. Now they're both staring at me. Steele looks surprised, but Eric, he actually looks hurt.
Okay, so maybe you don't like the guy, but the warning still stands.
Yes, sir.
And with that, the meeting is over. Eric pushes out his chair and makes a beeline for the door. I'm not sure if I bowed or curtsied to Steele, but I'll make my way out and look for Eric.
Hey, wait up.
What?
That wasn't so bad, right? I mean, we still have our jobs.
I'm late for an appointment, Abby. Elevator's yours. I'll take the stairs.
But it's 11 flights!
Okay, this isn't good. I've got the head of the studio watching my every move, and now my co-star hates me. Hollywood is definitely way harder than high school.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying?
If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From Wondery, I'm Amber Rashawn Williams.
And I'm Justin Walker White.
And this is True Love. Each week, we bring you scandalous stories of love, lust, and heartbreak. In our last episode, Abby landed her first big studio movie and got caught kissing her co-star Eric on a hot mic. Now both Abby and Eric are nervous that their steamy kiss may have cost them their jobs. This is our four-part series called Cinematic Entanglements. And this is episode 2, Rotten Tomatoes. Graceful flight into the fiery sea.
When a man needs to have a real serious convo with his boy, it's important the location be a safe haven free from judgment, a place where men can really be men. Definitely the rose water add-on, and I want the pumice stone scrub, and do not tickle my feet, I'm sensitive.
Of course, Mr. Daniels.
If you've never gotten a pedicure, let me tell you, you're missing out. Me, I go for the Neptune Volcano Deluxe. You get your hot stone massage, a sugar scrub, a collagen cream peel, and you get to keep the eye mask. Even Stringer loves this shit.
On the real dog, I'm gonna try the Mangolicious Buff and Go. Says it sweeps you away in a fruitful bliss. You get a free silk wrap with it too. Wait, what's a silk wrap?
The other thing that's dope in these nail salons are these vibrating chairs. Free back massage. Stringer, man. You should have seen Steele's face. I thought his head was gonna explode. I managed to calm the man down, but for a second there, I thought my next movie would be on YouTube.
I'm not surprised. He's thinking in ducats and dollars.
The woman scrubbing my feet tries to pretend like she ain't listening, but I can tell she's got something to say. Everyone in Hollywood's got something to say.
The studio's spending a lot of money on you. They need to protect their investment. Just look what happened when the leads got involved on Let's Do Lunch.
Never heard of it.
Exactly. Once the studio got wind of it, they shut the film down along with the actors' careers.
See? Man, why are you sneaking all up in Abby's trailer doing something you know you ain't supposed to do?
I was seeing if she was okay.
Who, Abby?
My co-star.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm just saying, dog. That showman stuff is for the newbies. You know what's on the line. You gotta be the leading man.
Ain't exactly easy when your co-star is shitting on you in front of the studio head. She said I was a bad kisser. Can you believe that, man? That's my reputation she's messing with. That tickles. Stop.
Sorry.
Look, you need to go down to that set and show everyone why you're the title character, dog. I know you don't like to strut, but if you don't, your ass gonna get cut. Abby's an up-and-comer, meaning she's gonna come up and come steal your job if you don't get it together. You got that big kissing scene coming up, right?
Yeah, we're on wires. It's part of one of the flying scenes.
You got a kiss on wires? That ain't gonna go well.
Stop getting in my boy's head. I'm just saying, be the leading man. It's your moment to lose, dog. Don't screw it up.
Stringer's got a point. Maybe it's time for me to step up and show Abby and the entire set what a leading man looks like. I just hope the wires aren't too high.
Josie, better with Spanx.
Standing in front of a mirror looking like an overstuffed sausage wasn't how I thought my day would start. But at least I'm still here. After yesterday's scary-ass meeting with the studio head, I wasn't so sure. Now I got this damn kissing scene with Eric first up on the call sheet. Why they scheduled this for the first scene of the day, I'll never know. And why can't they give me a damn costume that fits?
Maybe you'll need double Spanx.
That's Olga. She's the wardrobe lady. With her skinny, drawn-in eyebrows and pink velour tracksuit, she looks more like an angry gym teacher than someone who works in fashion.
Instead of Spanx, how about you just make the costume one size bigger? Wouldn't that solve all of our problems?
How about I bring you potato sack? Happy then?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to give you a hard time. I'm just nervous about this scene. They got us on wires with Eric carrying me around like a baby. A baby he kisses. I don't get it.
What a hard day for you. Being kissed and carried around by an incredibly handsome man. In Russia, when they carry you, it means you're dead.
I just don't understand how I'm supposed to act when I'm hanging from a wire. I feel like I'm gonna look like an idiot.
So act, and don't be idiot.
And what am I supposed to do about Eric? Can you keep a secret?
Nothing you tell me will be interesting for other people.
Thanks. On the surface, I know that Eric's an idiot. I mean, what kind of a person gets naked and jumps in a fountain in Vegas? But you know what? Underneath all that, I think there's something more. It's not just that he's hot. You know, I mean, of course he's hot. Everyone can see that. But there's something deeper there. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. You promise you won't tell anyone?
Was not even listening.
Do you think I should just stay away from him? Just keep it to highs and buys when not filming?
Anything to make you stop talking.
Miss Williams, we're ready for you on set.
Olga's right. I just need to do my job and stay away from Eric. I didn't fight for this job to get involved in some stupid on-set hookup. This is my time, my chance, and I'm not gonna blow it.
I've been waiting for this day since I signed up for this movie. Wire work, baby. They strap you up, hoist you in the air, and bam, I'm Peter Pan. And you know I'm taking it seriously because I did a couple of yoga classes to get more limber, and I watched like 3 Jackie Chan movies in a row. Everybody's got to see me up there and feel confident that they made the right decision. So if there were ever a really important day on set, this is it.
Let's make sure Eric's safety harness is in place. We don't want a repeat of what happened on that Flying Tesla commercial.
Say what now?
Oh, good. Abby's here. Let me explain how this whole scene is going down while Abby's getting clipped into... Yeah, it's gonna be rad.
Abby is late. That's one point for me. But what the hell is she wearing? It's like some Lycra banana costume. But damn, she looked good.
Eric? Crawford?
What the hell kind of greeting is that? She's not even looking at me. No correction, she's looking past me and right at Crawford.
Okay, so in this scene, Sunshine has just been hurt by the bad dude's right-hand man. So then Flyboy swoops down, saves her, and then hauls ass into the sky, stratosphere, whatever, and then bam, quick hero kiss, and scene.
Sounds simple enough.
And even simpler for me.
That's the spirit. Okay, I'll be right back. Just want to check with my stunt guy real quick.
That's what you call an awkward silence. She's probably dreading this scene even more than me. She made it clear that kissing me is like drinking orange juice after you brush your teeth. Why do I care so much about what this girl thinks of me anyway? Hey, you have nothing to worry about.
Oh, I'm not worried.
I made sure I ate a lot of mints. Wouldn't want you to get sick when I have to kiss you.
About that.
Hey, Eric, get on your mark. You ready?
Ready to go up. Leading man. Leading man. Suave. In control. Should I flex my arm muscles? Oh no, that would look weird. Do I need another breath, man? Wait, what am I doing? If Abby thinks she's gonna get in my head, she... Nuts! My nuts! My
my nuts! All this harness is digging right into my nuts!
Everything all good?
Yeah. Yeah, all good.
Abby doesn't seem to be having any problems. Cool as a cucumber.
Okay, Abby, now slide over to Eric so he can hold you.
Hold up, Abby. You're getting tangled.
I got it. I don't need your help.
Relax. I need to... Did she seriously just push me away? What the hell? I'm trying to help her, and now all these lines are crossed up.
Okay, let's do it.
Roll camera and sound.
Rolling. And action.
What's my line? What's my line? Man, Abby looks good in that yellow suit. Focus. Focus. Sunshine. What were you trying to do out there? You could have been killed.
I had to, Flyboy. Ow! I couldn't let you face them alone.
Abby, just let me turn you around.
I'm fine.
Damn it, our lines are completely twisted now. It's starting to make us spin. I'd rather die than lose you, Sunshine. Without you, I can't save anybody. Your love is what makes me a hero. You saved me from a life of never knowing what it's like to find the other piece of your soul. You saved me. You're my superpower. Okay, now head in for the kiss. Shit, these damn wires. Abby's spinning away from me. It's thrown off my balance. Damn it, I'm turned upside down. Damn it.
Cut. You all right, dude?
I'm supposed to show them how it's done. And I not only missed my mark to kiss the girl, I ruined the entire scene.
What the hell just happened? One minute I'm about to say my lines, and the next my damn full co-star is hanging upside down. What was he thinking reaching over like that? That wasn't in the script. He's all like, oh, damsel in distress, let me help you with that harness riding up your ass. You'd almost think he was trying to sabotage me. Maybe he's still pissed about that kissing comment in Steele's office, and now he's trying to teach me some sort of hotshot lesson. Well, screw him. I did my job. Let the director ream him a new one.
Olga, did you see what happened out there?
Yes, you were not good.
At least I know I'll never develop an ego when I'm around you.
Abby, you got a sec?
I'm pissed, but I gotta be the supportive co-star. Beef I got with Eric has to stay between us. Both our butts are on the line.
Of course, come on in. You're here about the performance, right?
Exactly.
Look, it'll get better. I think that meeting yesterday really threw Eric. He looks so nervous.
So that's not why I'm here. Those wires can trip anyone up. What I'm talking about is your performance. Is flat. Total milquetoast. You two are supposed to be in love, and I don't buy it. Eric brought it today. He was like freaking Don Juan DeMarco. But you gave him nothing. You were like a dead fish.
Well, I didn't really get a chance to say anything before the guy flipped. I mean, one minute he's there, and the next, I'm talking to feet.
So talk to the feet. You need to emote, Abby. This is a love story.
I thought this was an action movie.
All action movies are love stories. Look, I took a chance on you, Abby, and the truth is now I'm having second thoughts. Do you think you can do this? Do you think you can actually show me something on your face other than I'm so over this?
To be fair, there was a wire riding up my ass. I don't think even Viola Davis can act during a colonoscopy.
Okay. That was definitely the wrong thing to say. He looks pissed. I gotta turn this around.
I never thought I'd say this out loud. I mean, hell, I never thought I'd think it, but I want this. I really want this. And I know I can do it. Just give me another chance. Please.
That's what I'm talking about. Emotion, Abby. Okay, another chance. But if you can't turn it around, well... Well, that'd be a total bummer. Okay, I'll see you out there, Abs.
See, I told you you were not good. Zip it, Olga.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy.
Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
He's getting away! We can't keep up!
What if I just fly through the building?
Did you say through the building?
You're probably wondering what's going on right now.
What if I just fly through the
building? Well, I'll tell you.
Did you say
we're watching dailies? We, meaning me, Eric, and Crawford. Dailies are the raw, unedited footage shot that day. But Crawford likes to see them in rough cut form with temp sound effects and music. So at least there's that.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Bullshit. You can be mine.
We've been shooting for almost 4 weeks. I've been doing my best to emote, and Crawford seems happy. If you're wondering how it's going with my co-star, let's just say it's cool. Literally. Other than our on-camera interactions, I think Eric has said hi to me twice at the crafty table.
Cut the roll.
Crawford turns around and looks at me.
So, what did you dudes think?
It really is bizarre to see yourself on the big screen. You shoot it all on green screen with no idea how it's going to turn out, and then bam, it's all right there in front of you. Granted, I haven't seen much of it, but I can honestly say the movie looks fucking horrible.
Wow, it's interesting. Yeah, like the part, like when I saw, like, whoa.
And what about you, Eric?
I'm dying to know what Eric is thinking. He's been through this before, but since we're not really talking, I have no idea where his head's at. What is going on over there?
Okay, I know what I'm supposed to say here. I'm supposed to tell Crawford his first movie is gonna be a hit. And believe me, that's what I wanna say. My career is riding on this, and most actors would kill for this chance. But this thing is do. This movie ain't gonna save my career. It's gonna tank it.
Well?
I mean, bro, you really did the thing, man. Like, I look at it and I know that's like, you know, scenes in order. It's a movie.
That's so great. I feel exactly the same way. Now let's talk about your performances.
Oh no, here we go. I had to retake that scene 5 times. But really, what do they expect? It was hot as shit on that set. But Eric was straight. There's no question that man has star quality, even when he's not saying anything. Me? I look like a guest on Dr. Phil, with all my bullshit and insecurities on full display.
Totally open to any and all feedback. Really appreciate it.
Of course Abby's open to feedback. She was the star of the movie. Wild and free. Anyone can see that she's crazy talented. She isn't worried about looking pretty or what her best side is. She just brings it. Strong and believable. I come off like a whiny-ass amateur.
Yep, always love me some feedback. Shoot. I'm really happy about your individual performances.
Does he mean Eric?
He must mean Abby.
But you have that big kiss scene coming up, and you're still lacking something. That electric chemistry, that connection.
Shit. We're about to get fired.
No, I can't lose this job.
Abby, there's a coffee shop around the corner. You wanna...
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. And if by chance you two get a chance to pick me up a low-sugar glazed donut with a Vietnamese coffee, that would be totally cool. No pressure, just
putting it out in the world.
You got
whatever you want, boss.
Order's ready.
Normally, I love a good retro diner, and this one's extra cute. It's got those 50s red vinyl booths with little jukeboxes on the side. But I'm not here for burgers and milkshakes. Eric and I have things to work out. There's been so much unsaid between us since the kiss, and it's time to be honest.
Eric, I may look like I got it all together, but I got a mother at home counting on me to bring home the rent. This is all I got. I need this job.
Okay, as long as we're being honest here, what did you think of the movie?
What do you mean?
You hated it too, right?
Oh my God, yes. That music. I mean, I know it was temp, but it sounded like the ship was sinking in Titanic.
And the sets? I thought the green screen was supposed to look more realistic, but tell me that shit didn't look like a PlayStation video game.
You look great, though. I'm the one Crawford's worried about.
Are you nuts? You're amazing as Sunshine. I don't look or sound like a hero at all. It's time to vanquish infinity. I guess being harnessed makes a man sound different or something?
What's a fictional superhero supposed to sound like? You're the one who looks like a movie star.
Your left side is your best side.
What?
It's a compliment. It'll happen from time to time. Especially when you don't act like you hate me.
Who said I hated you?
You made it seem like kissing me was like kissing a fish with braces.
Eric, I was trying to make our story believable to the head of the studio.
Admit it, Abby. From the moment we met, I could tell that you thought I was a screw-up. You didn't even give me a chance.
You came to the screen test high.
I wasn't high. I was just... My boy Stringer gave me something because I was freaking out.
Why were you freaking out?
Because this is my chance too, Abby. A lot has gone wrong for me in the past year, in case you didn't notice. Being a child star turned teen heartthrob isn't all it's cracked up to be. Everyone expects something of you. I had to be the perfect teen, and then I had to be the perfect young adult. So one day I just said, fuck it.
I guess no one has it easy. My dad left when I was young, and my mother decided she'd rather be my best friend than a mom. She made me call her Lilac when I turned 7. I mean, I love the woman with all my heart. Everyone loves Lilac, but I felt like I never really got the chance to be a kid.
You know, it's funny. I thought they were going to cast me opposite some gorgeous, hot model type in this movie. When I saw you, I actually thought my agent was screwing with me or something. I'm glad it turned out the way it did.
Yeah, thank God I'm not a gorgeous, perfect end model.
You know what I mean. You're like a normal person.
Right, like the best friend of a gorgeous, perfect end model.
Exactly.
Okay, I gotta go. I have an appointment. You can get the check.
But we didn't order anything.
See you on set, Eric.
I can't believe I'm letting Eric get inside my head again. I'm not even the type of person who storms out of a diner and leaves the check. Clearly, there's nothing between us, and there never will be. So why am I crying?
Women are the most complicated creatures on Earth. One second, everything looks like it's gonna be cool with Abby. The next, she's storming out of a diner. That's why I dig having Stringer on set. He's a simple dude with simple pleasures.
I'm telling you, dog, this baked kale chip with the pink Himalayan salt is a revelation.
Stringer's favorite place on a film set is the craft service table. And today it's my favorite place, too. Not for the food, but for the vantage point. Abby's got a big stunt coming up this afternoon, and I haven't seen her in 2 days. I ain't gonna lie, it's been eating at me. So my plan is to watch from here and then corner her after. Stringer, man, I don't get what happened. I mean, we were just talking, right? Everything was gelling, and then she stormed out. And here I thought she was one of the normal ones.
Define normal.
It's like everything I say ticks her off.
And everything she says ticks you off.
How you figure?
I'm just saying, y'all be butting heads like donkeys.
Donkeys don't butt heads.
I'm just saying, all y'all are a bunch of jackasses.
Quiet all around. Roll sound and camera. Rolling.
Flyboy, scene 24, take one, mark. And action.
Okay, here she goes. Damn, that's high.
Me and Abby haven't been up on the flywire since that first day of shooting when I flipped head side down. They called the scene and rewrote it and put in two solo wire scenes that they're gonna go green screen together. Probably better since we weren't really talking. But damn, when did she get so good? She's got her yellow mask on, wild hair flying in the fan, and she's spinning circles. The way she's swinging around up there and zipping across the stage, she looks like some super ballerina.
Yo, Abby's like some spider woman up there. How many times do I gotta tell you that you need to do Pilates?
Everyone, stand back.
One of the wires is crossed in the winch.
Suddenly, I'm holding Stringer's hand like we're on some amusement park ride, not sure if we're gonna make it through. And we're both staring into the air. I see Abby struggling to get free. Those wires cross, and they can spark a fire. Abby! And then I'm running across the set, in front of the camera, around the lights. I even leap over a prop boulder. All I can see is Abby on the floor, face down. When I get to her, I kneel down and crouch over her body. She's not moving. Abby! Where's the medic? Isn't it someone's job to look out for this shit? What the hell is wrong with you people? Abby, hey, if you can hear me, you're gonna be okay. I'm here. Listen, Abby, I want to tell you that I'm really sorry about what I said at the diner. What I meant to say was, you're way more than just a pretty face. I mean, I watch you and you are feisty and independent and smart, and you have this innate God-given talent. It's just in you. You are more authentic than anyone I know. You're the most beautiful person I've ever met.
Thanks?
She's alive. But wait a minute. That's not Abby's voice. I'm getting a sick feeling as I move the blonde wig away from her face. What the hell?
Hi, handsome.
It's Trina, the stunt woman.
Eric?
I look over my shoulder, and Abby's standing next to the rock boulder I leaped over moments ago. I look down at the stunt woman. She's got a huge smile on her face. Why didn't you say something?
Because I didn't hear cut, lover boy.
Cut? Dude, that was amazing. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Boom! The passion, the love, it's all there. We gotta put some of that in the movie.
I just laid my soul bare to a woman in front of an entire film crew. A woman who wasn't even the woman I was talking to. And now that woman is standing behind me trying to hold back her laughter. Can anyone really blame me for picking up my humiliated ass without another word and walking off to my trailer?
Eric, open up.
As far as dramatic moments go, running after your co-star after he says a bunch of nice things about you has got to be top three.
What?
Can I come in?
There's so much I want to say, but... Oh my God! Look at the size of this trailer! It's got to be twice the size as mine!
Eric, listen, everything you just said out there...
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. I just got carried away in the moment. Can we just forget it happened? I mean...
And then I'm doing one of those slow-motion hand things again, putting my fingers on his lips. And then I'm just talking, unfiltered, full on me.
Shh. Eric, I liked it. No one has ever said anything that nice to me. Like, ever.
Well, I thought you were dead. You didn't really hear all that, did you?
I heard every word, just as clear as we are now. Which is a surprise considering how big this trailer is. Is that an echo? Echo? Echo?
Abby, I've never said anything like that to anyone. I'm not even sure where it came from. But I meant it.
Eric puts his hands on my hips, looks deep into my eyes, and...
Wait, stop.
What?
Is your mic on?
Before I can answer, Eric reaches behind me, rips off the mic pack, and throws it against the wall. And then our lips come together, and it's pure heat. One of the most goddamn electrifying lip locks of my life. And his mouth. Warm. Smooth. Skin on skin. The kind of kiss where you just smell together and you're no longer sure who is who. When he runs his hands down my sides, I actually shiver. This boy is doing something to me I ain't never had done. I got 2 more weeks of filming with a man I'm not supposed to touch at the risk of being fired. But now that I've touched him, I never want to stop. Now that's what you call a real cliffhanger.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Morning, beautiful.
I love waking up like this. It's one of those gorgeous LA mornings with blue skies and only a hint of cancer-causing smog. I've never had one of these Tempur-Pedic beds before, and every time I stay over here, I promise myself I'm gonna get one. Morning. The film wrapped 4 months ago, and Eric and I have been hot and heavy since then. Somehow we've kept it a secret from everyone, except Stringer. I've never had to sneak around with someone before. But we don't want to take chances after the threats from the studio boss, even now. It's Lilac, again. Second time this morning. It's my mom. Eric gestures that he's going into the kitchen. Morning, Lilac.
How's your mini vacay? I hear Hawaii is beautiful this time of the year.
It's Hawaii. It's beautiful any time of the year. Palm trees, blue water, swimming with dolphins, you know. I considered telling Lilac about Eric, but I like having something all to myself. Something private. And I have to admit, it makes the whole thing a lot more sexy. Is everything okay? I'll be back home tonight.
This new apartment is so nice. I just get lonely when you're not home. Don't worry about me, though. I'm just glad you get to finally relax. And I hate to ask, but are you freaking out about the film premiere next week?
Freaking out? What a colossal understatement. Eric and I saw the full rough cut last week, and we both agree that the movie looks like 22 pounds of cat shit stuffed into a hot dog bun. No, just excited, really.
Great, me too.
Okay, Lilac, I need to jump in the shower. I've got hula lessons in an hour.
Make sure you get laid for the both of us. Get it? Laid?
Oh, I will. I know I can't keep this relationship with Eric a secret from my mom forever. But Lilac is a talker, and the second she finds out Eric and I are an item, the whole world finds out too.
Yo, you got that MasterCard? I need to go and get us some coffee. And not that cheap shit, I'm getting the gourmet grounds. Why? Because your ass and my ass deserves it.
Stringer is standing in the kitchen in his Batman boxers and sweat socks. He's lived with me for years. He didn't ask to move in, it just sort of happened once we realized how many spare bedrooms I have. Truthfully, I've had no real complaints. But now that Abby's been over almost every day since production ended, seeing him eating Captain Crunch in his boxers has suddenly made this 6,000 square foot home seem small. So, I've been meaning to bring this up for a minute now. I was just thinking, maybe it'd be cool if you got your own place. Just to switch it up. Sometimes I need my own space, and I'm sure you get sick of looking at my face all day long, so...
You want me out, dog?
No, definitely not. I'm just saying that for times when, like when Abby's over, it'd be great if you were at your place. That way we don't bother you and, you know,
Abby can be here, be comfortable too?
To walk around naked. I don't sneak peeks, dog. I'm a gentleman. I'd ask you first.
Don't you want your own space?
I need to be here so I can tell you when you're screwing up. Like with that girl in your Tempur-Pedic.
Wait, how am I screwing up?
It's one thing to have a sneaky little fling for a couple of days, but you in a full-blown relationship mode after the studio told y'all to keep it in your panties.
She's not a fling, she's...
Don't say it.
Special.
Oh, man. Don't come at me with that special shit, because I heard the word come out your mouth on many occasions. And you know what they all had in common? They was all some regular-ass chicks that fed you game and made you feel like the Princess Amunda.
Abby's different. She's not interested in me because of my IMDb page.
I'll grant you that. But you still on the come up. This movie may be done, but what about the next one? You already defying the studio? You gonna be known as the wild and out actor that can't keep it in his pants.
I can't help but notice whenever I meet a girl, you shit all over it.
And I can't help but notice that when it's over, I'm the one who's here to help clean it up. Mark my words, this won't last. You're gonna need your boy Stringer before you know it.
Jealousy. It's the ugliest of all vices. And Stringer's got a full-blown case of it. If he had what Abby and I have, he'd understand. I'm tired of people telling me they know what's best for me. For the first time in my life, no one is gonna tell me who I can or can't be with.
I hate the idea of walking around Eric's bedroom to pick up my clothes. It makes me feel cheap. Is it too soon to ask him about getting my own drawer? Maybe just a few personal items. You know, like a toothbrush, some underwear, maybe a room for my mom. Abby, are you insane? It's way too early to ask about getting my own drawer. Gotta keep it nice and casual. I'm the cool girl. Cool girl Abby. Getting dressed. Putting no pressure on this relationship. Or is this just a long hookup? What is this thing?
Abby?
What? I mean, yes?
Hungry? Microwave something? Ever had a microwaved egg sandwich?
Only in my nightmares. No, I should get going. We both had that junket today, and I need to get to the salon. I can't look like I've been having sex all night.
Damn, my barber can only do lineups and fades.
Okay, I'm definitely not cool girl Abby. I do want my own drawer. I do want some kind of, I don't know, commitment. Is that the right word? Eric opens the front door for me and walks me out to the driveway. He starts nuzzling his lips on my neck and tenderly kisses me. Okay, I do want one.
One what?
A drawer. Somewhere I could put my clothes.
Yeah, I love that idea. You can even have two because your underwear is so big.
Damn it, I told you I'm not into G-string thongs.
What? Granny panties are sexy. Especially when they're on you.
God, he's so cute. I can't help playing with his right earlobe before I kiss him. He loves that. So do I. This is perfect. What was that? It's like the sun briefly goes supernova. Camera flashes start going off like fireworks. I can't see a thing.
Oh, shit.
Who's the new girl, Daniels?
Eric grabs me by the wrist and pulls me back towards the door. But not before I see them. The paparazzi. They're coming out of the bushes like cockroaches. Their smug grins tell me they got a shot of us kissing.
Such a romantic moment. Care to comment, lovebirds?
Back inside!
We're both out of breath and panicked. There had to be half a dozen photographers out there. What the hell was that?
It must be because the movie's opening next week and they're looking for any gossipy bullshit stories.
You mean like making out with your co-star?
Shit.
Shit is right. I've never had my privacy violated like that before.
I get that, and I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. The studio. How long before those pictures come out?
A couple of hours, at most.
What should we do? And don't say pray.
Well, then I'm out of options.
Lilac's tried to give me a lot of advice over the years. Like when I started driving, she said, always weave a little and the other cars will stay away from you. Not her best. But when it comes to telling the truth, I agree with this one. We tell the studio before they find out.
You think that'll work?
If it doesn't, then we're out of options. Now it's time to really put our acting skills to the test and spin this fiasco into oblivion. In our last meeting with the studio head, we almost lost our jobs. If we don't succeed this time, we'll probably be crucified.
Mr. Steele will see you now.
I can't believe this is happening. I worked so hard to get back on top, and now some assholes with 200mm lenses are gonna tear it all down? Abby looks nervous too. When a studio head blacklists you, it isn't just at their studio. The whole town thinks you're radioactive. It's a death sentence. Leonard Steele doesn't know why we asked for this meeting, but man oh man, he already looks pissed. Shit, he knows. Of course he knows.
Sit down, you two.
I can tell by your face that you're not happy.
Oh yeah? Well, you should see my ass.
What?
Look, we didn't think you'd see the picture so quickly. They just took them an hour ago. We wanted to tell you ourselves first.
Tell me what? What are you talking about?
The pictures. The pictures of me and Abby kissing this morning. We really respect you, so we kept it strictly professional while we were in the act of production. No one on set knew.
We didn't even hold hands on company time.
Leonard slams his hands down on today's copy of Movies Weekly.
You guys are together, so what? The movie's over. What the hell do I care? I'm talking about this.
He lifts up the copy of the magazine and points to a movie review. It's our movie review. I forgot they were coming out today.
Look at the headline.
And that's when I see it. Flyboy, this summer's super turd. Oh my God. They only gave us one star.
And that's just one review. They're all like that. In the history of this studio, the lowest rating we've ever gotten was 46% for that animated Lincoln Log movie. Want to know where we're at? 12%! Our score is lower than the age of consent to even see this movie. We're done. It's a bomb.
Damn. I knew it wasn't the best movie, but this is a public execution. The movie's gonna tank and I'm gonna be ruined. Stringer was right. I should have been more focused on the movie rather than my relationship. Abby reaches for my hand, but I brush her away. So much for my comeback.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to True Love ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. This is episode 2 of our 4-part series, Cinematic Entanglements.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends.
Follow on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. In the episode notes, you'll find some links and offers from our sponsors. Please support them. By supporting them, you help us offer you this show for free.
Another way you can support the show is by filling out a small survey at wondery.com/survey. I'm Justin Walker White.
And I'm Amber Rashawn Williams. Kevin Arbrey wrote this story. Our associate producer is Brian White. Sound design is by Chester Guazda. Additional audio assistance by Adrian Tapia and Misha Stanton. Casting by Kate Geller. Our senior story editor is Rachel B. Doyle. Our senior producers are Kevin Arbrey and Sochi Dorsey. Our executive producers are Stephanie Jens and Marshall Louis for Wondery.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
She is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.